Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And well, actually, only one guy is filling in for two guys. It's Foyer, Merlone, and Ordway. Eventually, we're going to take the O off of that show.
FOMO?
Foyer?
Does that mean fear of more Ordway?
Is that what Which FOMO is a real condition, by the way. I suffered from it.
FOMO?
I suffered from
Come
it
on.
For like a year.
How could you?
I had it bad.
No.
Break out in sweats. I cursed a lot.
Did you really? Well, you do that in general, though.
No. There was a time.
Are
you kidding me? What male does not have a potty mouth? Why is it got to be football players have a potty mouth? Like, you don't ever say the F word? You don't ever
curse and yell? Of
course I did.
I made my way to traditional broadcasting by swearing and burping on non-traditional
I mean,
media.
Honest to God. Like, you all your shows are when you're drunk.
I know.
Like, every show is around you drinking.
Most of them, yeah. Okay. And don't they say, like, surround yourself with the people you want to work with and find a way? Like, if you do what you love, you'll never work a day in this life. So you
it
know
took
what I
you a while
doing?
To get to it, but
it
yeah.
Did. I did. Well, guess what? I like talking about the Patriots and drinking beer.
Okay, so since you're, like, talking, I'm going to ask you a question then.
Okay.
So your top five Boston-based actors are?
I love the Chiklis. Affleck, obviously.
Of course.
I'm loving the Affleck renaissance, by
Me
the way.
Me too, by the
Is
way.
Is everyone
Me
not
too.
Loving the yes. fact that, like, he's becoming a living meme?
Yeah.
Underrated Batman, great actor, good screenwriter.
Great director, too.
Fantastic movie director.
Underrated there, too.
I still haven't watched The Way Back.
Okay. It's not overrated. I didn't like it that much.
You didn't like it that much? Okay. Other Boston-based actor, I like all the new kids.
Would you include Dennis Leary in that?
Yeah, in terms, I consider him more on the comedian side. Then I'd have to say Bill Burr, because I like him as an actor and comedian. Matt Damon's probably
Matt Damon.
The top.
Okay, top five. Top five movies? So Matt Damon's one of your guys, top five movies, Boston-based.
Oh, Boston.
Don't say The Departed.
Oh, dude, it's a great movie.
Okay,
it's great. Did you ever see the original, is it a Thai movie or is it a movie from Hong Kong, the original movie?
The Big Boss?
No. The Departed's a remake.
I did not know that.
It is an excellent
Based
film.
On, from where?
That's what I was saying. Like, I was hoping maybe the...
You're the movie guy. You're the
I know,
NYU
it's been
movie
a
guy.
Wild. Yes, just because I went to NYU for...
I got a degree in making movies.
I did. I like to make movies.
Did you ever see the Sundance?
if only one of my movies made it to Sundance. So anyway, The Departed's a remake. That's
okay.
A great movie.
I didn't
the
know
Departed,
that.
How could you not say The Departed's
Departed.
Top three Boston movie?
I'm not saying that. It's...
The only guy that can pull off a legit Boston accent on screen, and this is coming from a guy who
Marky
does
Mark.
A cartoonish version. No, I would say... Marky Mark's is good. Matt Damon's is better.
Okay.
Damon is basically the best Boston actor.
So your favorite
of the last
movie, Boston based. Okay, I'm monologuing a little bit too long.
Fitzy is correct, by the way. The Departed is based on a popular Hong Kong film, Mu Gan Dao, which is better translated as Infernal Affairs.
Infernal really? Affairs. That's it. Highly recommend everybody. You've got an app to stream it on or whatever.
Subtitles, I'm sure.
Yeah, but it's great. It's awesome.
Okay. So you're a big fan of Matt Damon. I want you to listen to this clip. He was featured on the Bill Simmons podcast, and I think you're going to change your mind about the one and only Matt Damon.
Well, what about your guy Brady? Because the last time you were on, I think he was still a Pat, and now he goes to the Bucks. I know you're filming movies and stuff, but I know you were following this and watching
every Bucks game last year.
So you jumped on the bandwagon?
It's not even a bandwagon. I love Tom. He's a once in a lifetime athlete for all of us. Who were lucky enough to be able to follow his entire career. I'm riding it all the way to the end. It's not a bandwagon. I'm all in on that guy. I'm following Tommy. Like, I want to see, I'm just so, the fact that he did that last year on a torn MCL, I mean, just stop it. You know what I mean? It's like, it's just awesome. It's such a great story. I was always a believer. You know, everybody does the, was it Belichick or was it Brady? Belichick's an amazing coach, but I never doubted that it wasn't Brady.
You thought that seesaw was tilted more toward Brady?
Yes.
In that.
Ooh, did he answer yes?
Yes, he did.
The answer is yes.
Yes, he did. So that's the. So it's not that he's necessarily the Patriot way, but that's how people oftentimes process and understand it. The scale tilted. The seesaw, you know, went to Brady for him. And I understand. But I'm still at the same time surprised that Matt Damon, who's, you know, not necessarily, we're not going to say Mr. Boston, but loves his Red Sox, Goodwill Hunting, you would think that he would still be loyal and true to the Patriots. That, to me, sounds like, I was always sort of in and around the Patriots, but when Brady came to town, like with so many other people, hence why we got the bandwagon, you've never watched the game until 2001, guy. Some of us had, Christian. Some of us had watched Patriots games their whole lives, but a lot of people didn't necessarily. So he hopped on with the Patriots and cared about him more, like a lot of people, because of Brady, whereas he's been with the Sox or the Seas or the Bees his whole life. I'm stunned.
I'm not surprised
watched
at all.
Every Buccaneers game while in France and Australia making movies, but barely kept up with the Pats. Damn.
Listen, my attention went to the Bucs. Why would it not go to the
you
Bucs?
Son you, of a bitch.
Of course it would. I played here for four
Why
years. I spent 7 years in Seattle.
I know.
Like, I mean, my love and admiration is with New England, but I didn't grow up, you know, a Patriots fan. And you know what? It's not like they kept me around. They threw me out the door and said, go find a job somewhere else.
But you've won two Super Bowls with them.
I still, you're my favorite team because of the success and the memories that I have with them.
Course.
But I'm not surprised that friends of Tom, who are also, who are first, you know,
fans
of the Patriots.
He is a friend
of
Brady.
But they were first Patriot fans. You would go with the guy. That's what I would do.
Okay.
And the other thing is that he's saying that Tom was more important than Bill. That's a debate that we will always have.
That debate will live forever. That debate will never be answered correctly, or at least to some people's satisfaction. I've maintained, and it's the unsexiest thing in the world, but I think it's the most logical choice, Christian. It was because of both of them.
All right, so I'm going to give
you
this.
Because of both.
I'm going to give you this Aaron Rodgers news in a second. Let me get to Nick in Dover, New Hampshire. I want to make you wait.
Oh, why would you do that?
What's up, Nick?
Hey, guys.
What's up, Nick?
Hey, thanks for making him wait. I love that you mentioned Bill Burr. Thank you for doing that. But, hey, Christian, question. You said how many quarterbacks out there last year could have given that speech to fire up their team, you know, prior to going into the playoffs and everything else? Down the stretch, Brady was great. And one more thing, was that Matt Damon talking that was talking about, oh my God, he hobbled around on on an ACL?
Yeah.
Well, half of working America is working today on a torn ACL. They're not working on a ruptured ACL. There's a difference there. So, getting back to what you said about, the quarterbacks there, do you think that Nick Foles or Eli Manning gave those speeches to those teams that beat the Patriots? Or do you think, I really think that four or five quarterbacks in the league could have given that speech, but you know, do they hold the title that Tom does with all the rings and all the you know, hoopla? Because the guy is great. I get it. I'm totally behind the GOAT and all that. But
oh, okay. You're pulling
the quarterbacks sort of.
I feel like you're typing. You're like Bill Belichick, right? You're typing and you're talking when we do an interview. Thanks, Nick. Thanks, Nick.
Are there other quarterbacks who gave him? Did other teams have speeches delivered like that? Did Eli Manning rouse
no.
the Giants? No. Did Nick Foles rouse them before Super Bowl 52?
No.
No, Bill Belichick and Matt Patricia just had a bad defensive game plan, and they took out Malcolm Butler.
And
Jordan Richards and Johnson Batamosi whiffed on big tackles. Do you want?
One more. Here's James in Watertown. What's up,
Great.
James? James, hello.
James, how are you?
Hello, gentlemen. Terribly sorry about that. What's up, guys?
What's up?
How you
doing,
buddy? Doing all right. I just want to say, you guys got some great chemistry. I got to tell you, with Lou's, you know, mafioso Boston, you know, thing going on, too. I don't know. I kind of love that. But
thank you.
Yeah, Fitzy, I wanted to let you know that I'm having a Belgian white. It's called a Golden Monkey right now.
Oh, I know that. Yeah, that's a nice.
Have you had that before?
It's a spicy
yes.
afternoon beverage. Got some good strength to it. You should be feeling no pain by the end of this call. Good choice, James.
Oh, good. 1.5 in, and I felt brave enough to call you guys up. It kind of feels good, so that's nice. Yeah, but I just want to say you guys kind of kick ass, and that last segment with the with motivational speakers and all that, I mean, I don't know. You know, Brady's up there and everything, but I don't know. In terms of motivational speakers, you mentioned Ray Lewis and all that, you know, and on the field stuff. Obviously, Fourier, you know, you know, the best kinds of speaking. You said if it doesn't, it's kind of interesting. You said that, you know, on the field, they're not paying attention as much as maybe in the locker room. So the Al Pacino thing and Any Given Sunday, that's more effective than like a, you know, Devin McCourty on the field. Is that more effective?
I just feel like, and thanks, James, I think just overall, like you better be real specific and you better be really on point with your message. That's all I'm saying.
And this is someone who knows about speeches.
Trying to decide where I want to play.
Different.
They said, don't go to New England. They'll never win it again.
He does this all the time.
They just won it. Well, how about you, New England?
It's the stupidest. It's the stupidest thing you can ever play. It's. I was hammered. I was polluted.
Were you?
I was not. I didn't. I couldn't see straight.
Was that at City Hall?
Yes.
At the end of the parade, following 38.
Yes. All right.
Good.
So
how about you? God dang it!
You were drunk there. I can't believe it.
God dang it! So angry. He does this. He plays this all the time.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Christian, he loves God this dang clip.
Hey, what's that big Schefter thing you were just teasing?
Oh yeah. So we want to get this. You want to hear? I feel like this Aaron Rodgers situation is really mirroring what happened with Tom Brady. Here's Adam Schefter on NFL Live just moments ago.
Laura, the Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers are on the verge of an agreement that's not done yet, that should be done shortly here, that will give Aaron Rodgers enough concessions to bring him back to Green Bay for at least one more season. Now, those concessions will have nothing to do with added money, which is yet further proof that Aaron Rodgers was not seeking the type of new contract that the Packers offered when they offered to make him the highest paid player in all of sports other than Lionel Messi, and he turned down that deal. This is about the way things are run. This is about structure. This is about creating a path for Aaron Rodgers to leave Green Bay potentially after this season. The Packers have voided the 2023 season on Aaron Rodgers' deal, which was the last year in his contract. And they've also agreed to promise to review his situation after this year. So if Aaron Rodgers still wants a trade after this year, he can get it. The two sides will sit down and review that after this season. So this agreement, if and when it is finalized, and Aaron Rodgers still is in California as we speak, awaiting final approval, if it gets done at that point in time, then Aaron Rodgers would be set up to play one more season in Green Bay.
One wow. more season. So concessions. What do you make of the concessions? He gives you a little bit of hint of what those concessions are. What do you think they were?
Did you see the tweet from Trey Wingo that came out about 20 minutes ago?
No.
Former ESPN anchor extraordinaire. Do you have that one, Tyler, actually?
I do. Hearing the Rodgers return to Green Bay hinging on trading for former teammate Randall Cobb. If Cobb is in Green Bay, it looks like Rodgers will be back there too.
So
wait, hold on a second.
Yes.
So one of your concessions as a player is to force the team that you play for to go out and trade for it for another guy on another team under contract who may or may not even want to trade him and may need him.
Who that used to play there and was one of your quarterbacks, binkies, and favorite players, buddies, and teammates.
I don't believe
that. But wait a second. There's more, Christian. If I can get you to buy this, there's actually a path to this happening, and the way that he may matriculate his way back up to Cheesehead Land is thanks to one of their division rivals, correct, Tyler?
That is correct. So the Chicago Bears yesterday made a sneaky move, trading former second-round pick Anthony Miller to the Houston Texans. That now allows the Texans to move on from Randall Cobb and bring Aaron Rodgers back to Lambeau to face the Bears one more time.
So the Bears basically just made it okay for the Texans to get 50 cents on the Randall Cobb dollar and send him back to Green Bay to Aaron Rodgers, who wants him, so he can make, alongside Devontae Adams, a last dance-style final run at a title and get back to where they just were or where they were the last two seasons, get back to the NFC Championship, win the whole damn thing, because you know a pissed-off Aaron Rodgers is the most productive kind. I am now officially making the Green Bay Packers your prohibitive NFC favorites.
Okay, well, there's one problem.
Done.
There's one problem.
Tom Brady.
Well, Tom Brady is in that conference. So, okay, so the concessions, there's no money.
No, he doesn't want the money.
Okay,
he just turned
down
$100 million.
So this is to me, it reminds me of Brady. And okay, listen, I'm going to redo my contract. You can't franchise me.
Yep.
No matter what, by the end of the season, but also it only says that his 2023 season is voided, not his 2022. But there must be some sort of structure in there where nobody really gets penalized if they release him. And if I'm going to concede, if I'm Aaron Rodgers, I'm going to make sure you can't dictate where I go.
Right.
The language, the devil's going to be in the details.
Sure, as it always is. But I believe that behind the scenes, they've agreed, because it would probably be salary cap prohibitive in some sort of dealing, or it would do something now if they voided 2022 as well. So 2023 has been voided. Dunsky. They keep that other year of the deal on there. And then if he agrees, or if they all agree that it's best to move on after this season, he's telling them, I'm going to give you one more year to get this Jordan Love kid up to speed. If not, go get someone else. I'm going to want to move on after this year. Devontae's going to move on. Maybe they go somewhere else. Maybe they're a Gronk and Brady package agreement. Who knows? This is definitely his last year in Green Bay.
Okay, hold that thought.
Hey, guys, don't ski for the season.
We're going to take a break, because I feel like this was the biggest temper tantrum in the history of sports, and he played it perfectly. I'm going to tell you why when we come back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You know, Aaron Rodgers, I see a bear out there. It leads me to a question. October 17th, Packers, Bears, any idea who's going to be there? Anybody who's going to be quarterbacking in the number 12 jersey?
Yeah, I don't know, BA. We'll see.
How about September 12th then? How will you go for that one?
What's that one?
That would be the opener against the Saints.
Yeah, I don't know, BA. We'll see.
Okay.
I know you're a Milwaukee guy.
Yeah.
Wow. There's the very talented, very entertaining Aaron Rodgers. Think he's going to rally the troops like Tom Brady?
By the way, did you see his playing partner, DeChambeau, just tested positive out of Olympic golf?
Yeah. I feel like a lot of guys were tested positive. So maybe
John Rahm.
For the second time, John Rahm, this year.
Yeah, wait, this is the second time he's gotten COVID. How does he get COVID twice in the same year?
He had like a 7-stroke lead, I think, at the Memorial, and then he was forced to pull out heading into the final round, which he would have ran away with and taken like $2.5 million home.
Yep.
Lost it all.
You know,
but now has it again. This doesn't make any...
And he's vaccinated, too.
Oh, and he's vaccinated.
Correct.
Great. That'll be the end of Vax Talk here on FNF, because
met the quota.
I just can't handle I can't handle the text line. I can't handle all the quote tweets. I can't handle all the anger that's going to come with it. There.
So let me take over then, because
well, it's your show.
It's our show. We're the effers.
Okay,
we f you up.
That's right.
You want to don't mess with us.
Hey, you want to get effed up? Get effed up every afternoon.
So I feel like this is like what Aaron Rodgers did. First of all, he did an excellent job. Looks like he's going to get everything he wants.
Yep.
And all he had to do was hold his breath.
Well, when you're a star of his magnitude, just pout all offseason long.
But wasn't it obvious that he really had no choice but to report for work?
Unless he decided to retire and go just pursue.
And which he wasn't going to do.
Host the HQ trivia app until Jeopardy gives him the job.
He wasn't going to do. Okay, because people, I think the new CBA basically made holding out impossible. Like, holding out is not like it used to be, where you go, I'll take the hit, no big deal. So, obviously, players are fined $50,000 each day they miss. And those fines can't be waived. A lot of people like go, well, you know, the team is really not going to hold them to that. They're not going to take that money. They're just going to somehow structure in their contract where they really don't have to pay the fine. No, you decide to hold out. You're going to pay the fine because the new CBA says you have to pay the fine. And here's what really hurts them and doesn't allow them to really hold out. That's why it's not real. It's not a real threat. Because so here's the thing. The player who decides to hold out will lose an accrued season toward free agency by failing to show up for camp or by leaving camp for more than 5 days. So for five days, all you have to do, forget it, 5 days, and you lose that
entire accrued season of play?
That's you lose it.
Five days?
Five a week.
Jeez.
That's it. Just a week. 5 days, and they say, you know what, you don't get it. So they... The NFL, the owners really decided to do away with the whole holding out, you know, threatening, because that's really what it is. You're going to threaten them. You're gonna hold them hostage. Right. Like they do the same thing. Well, but let's not even act like it happens.
The Le'Veon Bell saga was so embarrassing for everyone. But I feel like the way it always goes is like, speaking of people that held out in Green Bay, I remember the Javon Walker saga years ago. Guy holds out, wants to get big money, finally signs the contract, shows up to camp. Week later, torn ACL, see you later. That's how it always works.
Yeah, so none of these guys are going to do it. None of these threats don't hold water. Okay, but everyone put this reputation, you know, the reputation that was attached to Aaron Rodgers, like, oh, this guy's different. He doesn't do this. He's got other options. He's going to do there. He's going to, like, host a, you know.
Jeopardy.
Okay, which he didn't even get the job, but whatever. He wasn't going to do it. At the last second, he was going to be on a private plane, and he was going to do. So the fact that the Green Bay Packers basically gave him everything that he wanted. Mm-hmm. You have Tom Brady, who basically negotiated one way, didn't really threaten, at least not publicly. You didn't hear about his situation, but he ended up getting he couldn't be franchised.
Yep.
So he was a 100% free agent. Aaron Rodgers is technically not a free agent.
No, this deal is different where it's, okay, you guys didn't give me the extension I wanted, the Drew Brees-style deal that I deserved. Okay, you can't franchise me next year. By the way, I'm pulling out of Best Buddies and I'm selling my house. I'm gone! He gone! Aaron Rodgers has now basically kind of found a way to reserve the right to force the team to review his relationship with them and the situation at the end of the year. Just in case it works out and he decides to stay, looks like he can. But by and large, we should be looking at this as Aaron Rodgers' last season because 23 is gone, 22 gives him the right to review. I can't imagine any way, shape, or form that he's on the team next year. If he's been this frustrated with management, if he's hated the moves that they've made, this is last dance time for him. He and Devontae are both gonzo after this season.
Yeah, so now I would say that now, you look at Brady's last year when he knew he was gone. It did not end so well.
It didn't.
Now, but you have a much talented offensive team here with Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
Last year, you went to the NFC Championship game.
Should have won it.
And really just kind of pooped down your leg. Mm-hmm. You waited to the most important game. You played the worst game. Mm-hmm. But now you're going to try and, I guess, strong arm all these teams to kind of get your team back together. Get your band back together.
Yep.
More power to you.
Okay, not only does he have a team that barely lost anybody in the offseason, and they just went to two NFC championships in a row, now you heard that he's demanding, or at least wants, in part of these concessions, one of them is he wants them to get his guy back, Randall Cobb. You got a dynamite running game. One of the reasons why you lost the NFC championship is because Aaron Rodgers had never been pressured more before in a playoff game because Shaq Barrett and Jason Pierre-Paul devoured their tackles, specifically the fill-in left tackle. Oh, familiar theme for the Buccaneers in the Super Bowl, anybody? David Bakhtiari, the best left tackle, or arguably the best left tackle in football, next to Wirfs and Taylor Lewan in Tennessee. He was out. Now he's back. Oh, and by the way, he's not happy about Aaron Rodgers telling his close sources and not his teammates that he's coming back and that he's decided to come back in this capacity. It really does just point to the fact that the Packers were over a barrel because Jordan Love isn't ready. They know the team is loaded enough to compete now, and they need Aaron Rodgers. They're not ready to move on from him. They're not ready to start the Jordan Love or the whoever else era. They need him. Rodgers played them like a cheap fiddle all off season long and got what he wanted.
See, no, he actually, you know, you could question the way he went about it and compare it to Brady or other players, like even like Deshaun Watson. You really didn't have the swag that Aaron Rodgers had, and I didn't think it was ever going to work out regardless of what they were trying to do. But you've been in a really good mood lately.
Excellent mood. Like I told you.
Great day.
Came in today. Great mood. I said I have sunshine and Ted Lasso back in my life.
Ted Lasso.
The Patriots are back this week. Red Sox just buried the Yankees.
This just in. I'm dead inside.
So Tyler has some, what he is, quoting himself, I'm quoting him, as bad Celtic talk.
And you won't like this because your guy, Marcus Smart, who was rumored by Scoopy Robinson of Bally Sports to be in a deal with the Pelicans, that is now Dunsky. That deal is not going to happen because the Memphis Grizzlies are finalizing a trade to send Jonas Valanciunas and the 2021 number 17 and 51 picks to New Orleans for Steven Adams, Eric Bledsoe, 2021 picks number 10 and 40, and a protected first-round pick next year. So Marcus Smart, at least not going to New Orleans.
Wow, that just happened?
Jonas Valanciunas for Steve Adams, Bledsoe, and two first-round picks.
What do you think about
three
that?
Three first-round picks.
But Steven Adams, doesn't he have like a giant, like a Goliath of a contract?
He's making like 25-plus. Easy. Yep.
Wow.
So Marcus Smart staying in Boston.
There you go,
I guess it's for the best.
At least for now.
I mean, I guess it's for the best. I mean...
Listen to that energy.
It took the wind out of my sails. I was all ready to talk Ted Lasso and get excited.
Nope.
About camp breakout players and all that other.
Get fired up for Foxborough football, baby.
I don't know.
Well, now I can't get fired up because, like, I was already, if Rodgers was going to leave and Davante Adams had broken off long-term contract talks with the Packers, I thought they were maybe going to go in the tank, and I was going to stand up on an Apple box or a soapbox or any kind of box, so long as I still fit in the Twitch frame, hey guys, and demand that the Patriots trade for Davante Adams, and now they can't.
This is interesting. So if you look at what Gilmore is doing, and you know, he was never going to hold out because he had to be held to the same rules and regulations that every single player is when they hold out, losing a cured season, five days or more, you know, $50,000 a day. He's not going anywhere. He's showing up until he forces them to do it, which I think is amazing. I feel like more players have more power. Like, really, I guess the good ones do. The good ones always have more power.
The good ones do. Like not all of them, but the good ones.
The average
do.
Guys really don't have anything use as leverage.
No, they don't.
So here's what I want to do next because I think this was interesting. So Mark Daniels wrote this article on training camp breakouts, and he wants to know who the 2021 breakout is. And it's a lot of undrafted free agent guys or, you know, young players, first-year players. And I was amazed at the amount of years where the Patriots have signed an undrafted free agent and how many times that undrafted free agent that they actually made the opening day roster. It's an amazing number. The problem is, I think it ends this year.
Is it in jeopardy?
It's in dire straits.
Are we going to discuss on the other side?
We are going to do that, and we're going to sell some soap and then do it.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, ready? I hate to post stupid messages that people force me to. It's too much pressure. I hate to do it. Why can't everyone just have a happy birthday? Sounds weird. Sounds weird when we don't have any music.
No, I like that dry, though. That was nice.
Was that? That was an Eminem song, wasn't it?
Guilty Conscience.
Oh, Guilty Conscience.
That was great. Are you on Cameo now? Is that what you do for people?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, should I?
Yeah, you should. Hi, everybody. Hey.
Why can't everyone just have a happy birthday? I hate those. I hate the Cameo things. I won't do them.
Why? You could be making great money.
What are you going to make? $50?
Dale's on Cameo.
For how much? $25?
I think it is $25. You're right.
Is it really worth
Dale
my
here.
Time to wish somebody a happy birthday for $25?
How long it tell you what. Get on Cameo. Find a very reasonable rate, like $50.
$500.
That's way too much money. You're not worth $500 a Cameo.
Says you.
Okay, is there anybody
Dale's
out there?
Dale's now $30. He offered his price to
50. Who is?
Dale's up to 30? $30.
All right,
Tyler, Mount Washington.
Tyler, do me a favor. Over the next couple of minutes, keep an eye on the text and Twitch stream, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Tell me what they say Fourier would be worth. Or legitimate, be nice. What should Chris?
Please,
like, I think Chris
really,
should be like,
you know what you're asking. You're asking people to be nice. That doesn't happen with
your old pal Zoe. Does it? He bangs out like a bunch of weeks.
I see him doing. I'm not doing it.
I actually have one of Solax right here,
and they wanted me to wish you happy Chinooka. I have no idea what Chinooka is.
Smokey Robinson.
Can I tell you a quick story about? So recently, I got one from my buddy Luke, one of the hardest working humps over at Fenway. God bless him. It was his birthday, and I was like, oh, Luke, I know Luke loves beer, sports, he loves wrestling. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go find the most affordable WWF superstar back in the good old days I can on Cameo, and I'm going to get him to wish Luke a happy birthday. So I find the great Tito Santana. That's right, the Flying Forearm.
Oh, El Matador.
That's right. Former Intercontinental Champion Tito Santana on Cameo. It's $25.
Oh, that's sad.
I get him. I know. I'm thinking, like, I used to go to the Boston. I used to watch this guy. I have, like, his the doll and everything.
Made of it at Madison Square Garden in the 80s.
So I fill it out, like, hi, whatever. It's like, this is from your pal Nick, and it's going to Luke, blah, blah, blah. Tito Santana fills it out and then does, like, a one-minute rant on, like, staying healthy during COVID and then wishes me a happy birthday.
He got the name wrong.
That's so I sent it to my buddy Luke. I know. So now my buddy Luke has a video message saying happy birthday, Nick Stevens.
And they wanted me to wish you happy Chinooka.
You know, it just since we're on this just random squirrel moments, okay? Like, you mentioned Ted Lasso. Okay, great. Everybody loves the new, season two of Ted Lasso on Apple.
Well, there's only one episode so far.
Well, yes. And this is my issue. I don't like the fact that these streaming services are starting to control my binging habits. I don't like the fact
that
they're
doing
that. Can
we do OMF ups just today alone?
Will you stay focused?
I'm going to be here all night.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead.
We've accrued a lot of moments here to play.
I know. A sermis.
I know, we've accrued a lot of moments. Actually, I didn't see the dentist.
A sermis is technically like, you know, like a new gender.
A thermos?
A sermis.
What would it be?
I digress. That's a bad joke. I'll probably get canceled after the show for saying
that. Weighing in at 8 pounds, 2 ounces, it's time to welcome the future champion of the world, Mason William Russell.
I think those are so lame.
Why?
They're just lame.
But
who is that for?
People love
who
them.
Who is that for?
People
for
love
a baby boy that can't appreciate Bruce Buffer.
It's like a 2-year-old baby who like has no clue what they're talking
ladies
about.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to do it. I know we get fined $2 million.
Actually, so, I got a great one here, too. You're going to like this one, Christian.
Why should you book Big Joe for Cameo? One, I buckle up and I keep it strapped at all times. If you're a UCLA fan, no-brainer. If you're a Detroit Lions fan, another no-brainer. If you're a fan of dancing, unpredictability, really engaging personalities, and a good, beautiful face to stare at, book me.
I'm a fan
your
of
nephew?
Unpredictability.
Isn't that embarrassing?
No, it's you don't want to know
that
why.
You're Joe. Pleading for, just go get a job.
Why?
How about that?
Take
go
advantage
get
of
a job.
Okay, I have a feeling I know what you're going to talk about in your next little rant involving Ted Lasso
about
and
Ted
streaming.
Lasso.
Guess what? This is the modern world. You're a fan of playing by the new rules that everything worked by. So I'll tell you, if people out there want to find a soap star, a 2-time Super Bowl champion, whoever, pay $50, $100, whatever, and have them wish, you know, Cousin Joe, Uncle Fred, my Nana, happy birthday, and you get like $70 every time, it takes 1 minute. I'll come in and film them all for you. I'll only charge you 10%. I'll post them up. Nothing. Next thing you know, we're going to have a lucrative business.
If you are guaranteeing me I'll do 5 a day for $75 a day, fine. But the reality is that you'll get one day, 5 days with nothing, and then so it's like, all right,
and
so
then
you're
your
doing...
self-esteem will take a giant
shot. Exactly. It's like, wait, nobody loves. Then you have to lower your price.
Yep.
It makes no sense.
Right.
It's not.
I want to congratulate you on a great career for being number one for so long. I hope this message doesn't put you to sleep like Sweeney did. But no, for real, you're the sports pope. Congratulating your success on your app. I hear subscribers is booming. Mike, you're the best, brother.
Who's that?
That was Antonio Brown.
Yeah. You didn't recognize his voice?
Someone got a cameo from Mike Francesa.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Tyler, so what's the latest price for a Christian, by the way?
The Pawtucket Patriot on Twitch says $88 for in honor of his jersey number.
Easy. That's
the next
easy.
One says, Ty, can you tell Christian his cameo is worth $1 less than Jermaine Wiggins? I don't know if he likes that.
Is Wiggy on there?
I don't think so. Another one said $11.73 so I can write it off as a tax write-off.
Okay, that's all you need?
That's it?
That's it. $11.73, huh?
All right. So what's your rant about Ted Lasso streaming?
I don't want to do it now. Pouting face.
What an absolute baby.
No. See, this is what Cameo does. It demoralizes you.
It doesn't.
It hurts yourself.
All you need to walk around the studio.
Scott Zolak charges $50. You can get $50 at least.
If I did it, I would charge $150.
You're living in Vancouver now.
It'll only take you about 10 minutes to do these.
10? Five. They give you all the details. It's like Tyler recently moved in from Indiana, but it's closer than Chicago. He loves basketball, and he runs out of breath when he runs from one studio to the next.
He's very out of shape for a skinny
person.
Okay,
it's Gilbert Gottfried, and this is for Carolina Hurricanes fans.
How much do you think he got charged? Like, for him to stop out of his day, I've seen Zoe do these things. Like, he walks around. I'm not that hard up for the cash.
This one goes out to Christian Fourier. It reads, "Dear Christian, Mike Vrabel stole your thunder."
Exactly.
Two Super Bowls in a row. And Rod the Bot is winning us another motherfucking cup.
Wait, isn't that a sign that you've literally jumped the shark?
No, because you know what? He sits in his apartment in New York doing his, "This is Gilbert Gottfried."
Okay, if you have 20 of them a day, then fine. But if you have one,
no.
If you do one every 5 days, why even sign up for it?
He does 3 to 5 a day, probably makes $250.
I'll collect bottles and cans, and I'd rather do that.
Gilbert's charging $175. So that's the high end for Christian Fourier. $50, Scott Zolak the low end. So somewhere between there is the sweet spot, right? $100.
I say you charge 80.
I do 110.
Imagine going and yourself.
I don't know if we have time for the Ted Lasso.
That better be my ringtone. No,
I don't know if we have time for the Ted Lasso.
By the way, Gilbert Gottfried's made nearly $500,000 just on Cameo.
Oh, okay.
Wait, what? Well, again,
he's made nearly $500,000 on Cameo.
So you should do fake Gottfried. That's what you should do.
I should do a fake version of it. I'll only do fake ones. Like, we have a great one in the system. Can you find it where Spaz had somebody who does great macho mans talk about Cam Newton? Spaz, you know, as we know, Anthony Parziali, the great Spaz here at WEEI, formerly of WAAF. Greg Hill worked there. I'm not sure if you heard that. Amazing content engine. He had a Randy Macho Man Savage impersonator on Cameo. He paid him like $20 to do like Patriots talk.
Cam Newton's our quarterback. Yeah.
He paid $20 for that?
Is that all
Cam Newton's our quarterback. Yeah.
Cam Newton's our quarterback. Yeah.
That is a good thing to do, like to get these people to say that's a bit I would do every week.
Right. I would absolutely do that.
And it would be
Who would you rather hear from every week analyzing the Patriots game? Bill Belichick or fake Macho Man?
You know what I would like to do? Here's actually a good idea. Take the self-righteous analyst around town, mm-hmm. and then transcribe their analysis of a game, whatever it is. It can be the written word, whatever, and then send it to him. And then so you can grab Chatham. You can grab
your buddy, who, by the way, last night, nice job. Quote tweeting the Matt Chatham. Somebody put out the Matt Chatham. I think it was like someone on Boston Mike or something put out the Matt Chatham hit
on the naked guy, the streaker, the Super Bowl 38.
Did they not know that?
That was fantastic.
Wouldn't you love to hear that transfer? Just a cameo of somebody, speaking the analysis of one of these hardo analysts.
I'm sorry, Maz. I'm sorry. I just didn't see it. I think this team has no heart. Sorry, Maz. Big Jim will catch you up with what's going on with a sports flash in a second.
That's actually pretty good.
Whenever time Jarrett Stidham or Mac Jones are ready to challenge and compete, then we'll see how that goes. Ooh, yeah.
That's a pretty good Randy Savage.
That actually is really good.
I know.
I think I like that. Ryan's not a fan of that.
That's not a good impression.
It's pretty good. No, it's good because it's bad. Like, I don't want a really good one, and then I'll go, it's Randy Savage.
If you spent $20 on that, you'd be like, I'm glad I spent this $20 on that.
Yes. I would Chuck from Boston. I will do Chuck from Boston. That's what I will do. If you want a cameo, it's going to be Chuck from Boston. It's not going to be me. That I would do.
But, Christian, you've got voices and energy.
I got one voice.
Medical sales.
What other voice do I have?
What other voice do you have?
I have Chuck from Boston.
Hey,
it's not Fourier. It's Chuck.
That's one voice. Boy, you have voices.
Hey, how you doing?
They all sound the same. And I can't even do that anymore.
What happened?
I can't say it anymore.
Oh, tell me, you went to Northeast Men's. You got it back.
Yeah, no, it's like my voice can't get, I can't call that voice out anymore.
It's Barbara, Chuck's wife.
You can have my wife do it.
Oh, was that Mrs. Foyer
yes,
doing that?
Yes, the whole family gets involved. Even the youngest Foyer.
You roping the whole family?
No, the youngest Foyer actually, in the middle of COVID, had an unbelievable call to Mr. Lou Merlin.
I'm training you.
Australia?
My dad is from British.
Does he sell medical sales?
Send the money now.
All right, I will.
He tried to shake Merlone down for a couple bucks.
I was like, we need some money.
Oh,
do you want to end this segment and before we get to real stuff on Ted Lasso?
No, we should talk.
It's the summertime. No, I want to do it now because
Patriots.
You may. No, we're not going to do the Patriots. You're okay. A big Ted Lasso fan. It makes you feel happy. Makes you feel warm and fuzzy inside. Great. It's an unbelievable show. The fact is that we're all being screwed by the streaming services.
Why?
Okay, because they're trying to regulate how we binge watch. Last year, whenever the hell Ted Lasso, the first season of Ted Lasso came out, they just released all the episodes. You watch it when you want, how you want, fast, slow, it doesn't matter. Pause it, get back to a week later. You dictate the terms. Now what they've decided to do is they're going to like slowly each week release one. I see a bunch of these services doing this on these other shows. Mm-hmm. I don't like it. Like you can't sit there and then do it one way and then decide, oh, I'm going to change it and make you suffer and wait for it.
Talk about the antsy millennial. Good Lord. Like they're not letting me binge watch the way I want to. I want to consume it.
I don't like it.
I am an American. I deserve what I want, when I want, and how much of it I want. Who cares about and who needs this casino buffet style of constant content consumption? Christian, the way TV works is...
That's the way the world is now. This is not network television.
Well, guess what?
Where you sit there and wait for Cheers to come on every Thursday.
I appreciate people going against the grain and trying to return to the way things used to be. It used to be fun to have to wait all week until it's...
Oh, my God. No, it does not. No, it doesn't. Keep going. Just run through it. Run through it.
Is this the music at the end when Captain America finally dances with his sweetheart?
Yeah, sure is.
An Endgame? You son of a...
It's the biggest waste of time.
No, it's not.
We have established
like
a different
waiting.
Way of viewing TV.
Christian,
and they're taking it away from you.
I don't want to just watch every episode of The Mandalorian all
you don't
at once.
Have to. Have some discipline.
I don't.
You have some discipline. Okay, that's up to you.
You have discipline.
No, I don't have discipline. Zero
well,
amount
good.
Of discipline.
Guess what? Hulu and Disney Plus and Apple TV.
That's what
are
I pay you
the
for.
Discipline for.
I pay you so I could watch these things when I want to watch them. I do not want you changing the rules in the middle of the game. That is what they're doing.
They're allowed to do it.
I'm a big boy. I can watch it. I can slow play it if I want.
Okay. All right. Let me explain to you, since this is a capitalistic society, what Apple, and I need them. That's the majority of my stock shares that I happen to have for my future. So I want their stock to keep going up so I can pay when it costs $250,000 a year for my kids to go to college. What Apple's doing is really smart. Because guess what? If they do a Netflix content dump, and that's all Netflix does is like, here's a bunch of shows. We're not even sure if they're good. Watch them, maybe.
And it's up to you to figure out. You kind of go through them, and you find out which ones are good.
And it's a dump. It's a big, it's hard sifting through all of it. Whereas Apple tells you, like Disney does as well, like, hey, we've made this really good show. We're going to keep you guys subscribing to us longer by releasing one new show every Wednesday.
That makes no sense.
No, it makes
zero sense. Subscribe. My subscription is for a year.
No, it's not.
There's
They're
what,
usually
11
monthly.
Episodes? I pay for a year.
10.
Lump
10.
Sum.
Okay, all right. Well, that's,
lump sum.
I know
I'm a lump
why
sum
did.
Guy.
Yeah, you went lump sum because you got it cheaper. That's why.
Okay.
Lump sum is cheaper.
Yeah.
Okay. But they usually, for people, they get them to like, if somebody says, okay, I'm going to do Apple Plus, but I'm only doing it for 1 month because I'm going to wait and watch all 10 Ted Lasso episodes at one time and then I'm out.
Why not? I'm going to have a great weekend.
But then Apple just only got you for $5. If they stretch it out over 3 months, they either got you to A,
well, then
do
change
the year
the
long.
Way your subscriptions are. Do not change my ability to binge watch when I want to. I mean, listen, it's not a millennial thing. They created this monster. Now they want to try to regulate it.
Someone else did. Now, thank God, someone is fighting back and helping us regulate it.
Oh, okay, fine. I'm going to give you Jamal in the car real quick.
Thank you.
I'm just like, it's well, what's up, Jamal? What do you mean Fitzy is right?
Yeah, you guys are doing an awesome job. I love it. I just wanted to call and say that when my wife and I used to watch Game of Thrones, even The Sopranos, we would wait 2 weeks. We would save, like, we would watch an episode. We wouldn't watch until there was 2 episodes that we could watch. And then we would wait 2 weeks until we could watch it again.
That's fine.
Great idea.
It was like freeing. Like, because you can still, you know, you have to wait 2 weeks every time. As long as you know how long you have to wait, then it makes it a little better.
Yes, yeah. And the anticipation would build up. And Jamal, obviously, you're a smart man. You're calling from the car. You're listening to FNF. You get it. You would avoid the spoilers, and then you would be excited for when you'd watch it. Unlike Pouty McSadpants over here, who's like, I need all my content at the same time. I don't have any discipline anymore.
I just thank you, Jamal. The reality is, I'm a big boy. If I want to be a pig and just, you know, go through it and just eat it all at once, fine. Let me be fat, disgusted, and let me be the one who doesn't have anything to watch. I guarantee you, from Hulu, Netflix, Apple, Disney, you name it, if you have a hard time finding something to watch, you're insane. Like, forget about, when's the last time you watched a network television show? Scripted comedy, something like that.
Been a long time.
Like, who does that anymore? Nobody does that anymore.
Remember the last
so you don't need to rely on ABC, NBC, CBS. You don't need to do that. You get your content when you want to get it, mm-hmm. how you want to get it, mm-hmm. and then you move along. You want to hang out with the kids? Fine. Doesn't matter. You just go back and watch it. I was going to crank through all of Ted Lasso's this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, wait a second. Where the hell is episode 2?
Can you believe they had the audacity? How dare they make me wait another week to watch an episode?
I wish I could have seen that reaction, too. You sat down, popcorn in hand. All right, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to binge watch.
It's only 32 minutes.
Wait, I mean, it's good, but it's not. It's like, it's
good.
You don't have to sit there and just really just, you know, I don't need you to ration my shows for me. I will ration my own show. If I want to be stranded on a desert island and eat all the food because I don't give a crap and I'm a pig, well, then fine. I die. You survive. That is my choice. That is my choice.
I don't like it.
I hate it. I want my money back.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do want my money
back.
Because
then you won't get the rest of Ted Lasso and I'm not loaning
you
my password.
That's fine. You know what? I'll get your password and I'll get your password. Don't worry about it. That's the other thing. Fine. So what? It makes me so angry.
You're more worked up about the way that they make you wait to stream these shows than you are about Tom Brady leaving town. The way Cam Newton played last season,
Marcus
Bill
Smart
decision,
not getting traded,
Marcus Smart not getting traded, anything like
you don't think
Glenn
that they're
going
completely
late into a break, whatever.
They're completely screwing with you. And you're okay with
because
it. You're okay with it. Hey, they tell me this is the way we're supposed to watch it. It reminds me when I was a kid. Like, that's you.
You know what? Chubby little Nick used to get super excited for episodes of the A-Team, Knight Rider, and all the shows that would beg my mother to let me watch.
You only had five channels.
Three, and I was the remote control. Get up and change the channel, fat
son. Of course. You need to lose some weight. You're like the fat kid from Stand By Me.
Oh, wait, the lard ass, the one who threw up because he had
all
the pies?
No, not the lard ass. The one.
Yeah. Yeah, Vern.
Yeah,
the chubby kid.
Who ended up turning into a good-looking kid.
This is not Celebrity Adjacent with Fitzy on Gresh and Keefe. This is Celebrity Adjacent with Fitzy on OMF. He's a pal of mine.
Oh, of course he is. Name drop. Hello. Who's an actor.
We went to
every story involving this guy is an actor. Some guy that like was like that you did some show with.
I'm a pal.
You're worse than Glenn.
Did you go to Woodstock?
Yeah.
Nope.
Do you know Jesse Jackson?
I figured I'd ask.
No.
Do you know Laura Branigan?
He's a nice guy. It's hard to know her now because she's opening for Don Baylor.
With Will McDonough. All the dead people are going to all hang out at one spot. Okay, so Tyler's telling me to tease something. All right, so we never did my football segment, so I'm going to save that for 5:30. We'll do that at 5:30 because I feel like the streak is going to end. So we're going to do two things. We're going to congratulate the Red Sox for being the best team in the history of the world and crap all over the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to, I guess we're going to disgrace the men's basketball team. Who do you want to rip first?
Let's celebrate the Sox, then
celebrate
Team USA.
Okay, let's do that. And then we'll get to football.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle. vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.